Moncrief on News Talk.
It is 150 years of the QWERTY keyboard. It was patented 150 years ago this year. Paul Clement from the Irish Times has been writing about this. Afternoon, Paul.
And Sean.
Who was the chap who invented it?
Well, it was invented by a man called Christopher Sholes, who was an American politician. He was a newspaper publisher and a journalist, and he invented it in the summer of 1874. So it's 150 years ago since for the anniversary of it this summer. And I think the point to say is a long time before that, there had been typewriters and keyboards of various descriptions going back even to the 100 years earlier, from the early 1700s. But these were referred to as typewriting machines, and they were used for a variety of printed work, which may have been official documents or posters. But it was Christopher Sholes drew inspiration from those early inventions, and he then became the editor of a newspaper in Milwaukee. And after a strike with compositors at his printing press, he tried building a machine for typesetting, and it was initially to be used for numbering pages for a book, as far as I'm aware, and other printed material, but it wasn't a success, and he was experimenting with different ways of working, and then along with another printer, they patented a numbering machine in 1866, and that led then to the development of the typewriter. And okay. We might know it today. Those that are still using it today.
Yeah. And I assume, though, there had been previous attempts at this, previous iterations on a keyboard, and maybe the letters are in different places.
Yeah, well, that's correct. It's quite a complex history that the typewriter has had. I think it was reinvented more than 50 times by various inventors and people trying their hand at it during the 19th century, and they couldn't get a workable design for a variety of reasons, and they kept changing it and looking at new ways of how it might work. But it wasn't really until Sholes came along with this other printer, and they spent, I think, maybe 6 or 7 years before they could crack it and get it right. And eventually that did lead in 1874, as I mentioned, to the first, they were called the Remington Arms Company. They produced typewriters, and this had the six letters of the QWERTY keyboard, and they bought the design from Sholes for a not inconsiderable sum of $12,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is not an inconsiderable sum. Now, it's probably lost in the mists of time, but now, it's QWERTY, as most people know, because it's Q-W-E-R-T-Y in the top left corner underneath where the numbers are. Yeah. Why did he put them in that configuration, given that E and R and T you'd use a lot, Q, W and Y, nothing, Q hardly at all?
Yes, well, I actually don't know the answer to that, because I don't think it's ever really been established why. I've never read of it anywhere as to why he chose those letters. Maybe it was just a random selection, but you're right. I mean, Q certainly, and even obviously the likes of Y or X, for example, and Z would even be lesser used. But maybe he felt Q was a slightly more common one, because with QU, which is the way most words come from the letter of the use of the letter Q, maybe he felt that was going to be something that would be in more use. But anyway, they released that Remington number one, it was called, and they certainly had the technology and the skills. And it required a lot of development work from that point, even though they had got it up and running, to market it and really to get it going. But this was cited as the first major commercial machine with a QWERTY keyboard. And obviously, we're talking about an extremely long, long pedigree, which intrigued me, first of all, because you're going back 150 years now. And look at that layout has it's held its own. It's stood the pace of time, as it were, with those six letters still in use, and computers, laptops, iPads, mobile phones, and everything else you care to mention.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder, did they always call it a QWERTY keyboard, though? Or is that a more a recent thing?
I'm not sure actually if that's a more recent thing or not, because it's really a bit of a non-word when you think about it.
Yeah.
I don't think there is. Maybe it's a good word for playing Scrabble with or something like that. But I'm not sure if it was called that at the time, but someone obviously picked it up at some stage and saying, I would have thought the word quirky was better than QWERTY.
Yes. And as Stephen says on Twitter, still waiting for the euro symbol on the keyboard. It's an odd thing, isn't it, that the euro symbol is still, I assume it's because these keyboards are made in the US or the UK. that the euro symbol's kind of an afterthought.
That is very strange, actually. I mean, because I'm sitting looking at a keyboard here, and there's the pound sign and the dollar sign, and that seems to be about it. It's a very strange thing. They haven't done that. I can't explain that one, but it's something that should be investigated, you would imagine, yeah?
Yeah. One texter says QWERTY was chosen because it facilitated faster typing and reduced jamming errors on typewriters.
Yeah, that's probably most likely the reason, because there was some sort of jamming problem that caused the whole thing to slow up. And it was to do with recovering from a keystroke, because they used weights, not springs, as I understand it. And then these returned all parts to the rest position. So this concept was refined by Scholes, and he worked on that. But there had been a jamming problem, but they managed to get round that eventually. But, I mean, you're right, there was this jamming issue for a time. I don't think it lasted very long, but it was an early problem.
No, but at the same time, and you kind of allude to this yourself, that, you know, back in the day you were on, you used to use manual typewriters, as did I. And so, you know, you remember that when the little arms go up, they can get stick into each other. So that's maybe that's what they had in mind.
It could be. You would be putting your fingers in to bring the keys back. You're right. But at the same time, my role was working in the Tyrone Constitution newspaper many moons ago in the late 1970s. And it was an old Imperial 66 typewriter. And it's probably in a museum now or something like that, I imagine. But I still recall the ping of the bell and the carriage return. And a smoke-filled newsroom, as you can probably imagine. It's a different world today, obviously, with all the technology that we have. But they had a place, and I was using those in the late 70s, which really was only 100 years on from Christopher Scholes' first invention, making me feel my age now.
I tell you one thing, Paul, that first Imperial typewriter probably still works, and the first computer you use probably is in a bin someplace, because that's redundant.
Well, I'd say you're right there, Sean. I'd say you're right there. Computers only have a certain lifespan, haven't they? They update them and upgrade them so quickly, and the idea is to get you spending more money, whereas the old typewriter was reliable. I mean, you needed a new ribbon, of course, for it every so often.
Yeah.
But they didn't let you down, and you didn't have to get a Wi-Fi signal.
It's true. And if you needed a quick escape, you could throw it through a window as well. Yeah, it'd be very handy for that.
That's Paul,
thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Paul Clement there. His piece is in the Irishman's Diary today in the Irish Times. The reason that the typewriter was made like that, so a salesman could type typewriter on the top line, says John and Mayer. Could you? Oh, yeah, you can write typewriter on the top line. That's an interesting point. Someone else says, I can't handle the alphabetic keypad on the Netflix menu. Give me QWERTY or give me death. That's a bit of an extreme choice, but I must say I've often wondered about that as well, given that most people are used to a QWERTY keyboard. Why is it all kind of... Because you're looking for it then on the Netflix one. Isn't it crazy that people in school don't learn to touch type on the QWERTY keyboard? When I see people in Garda stations and public offices doing two-finger typing, it just amazes me, as it takes about three times longer than touch typing, says Sheila. It depends. Well, I suppose maybe if you're very, very slow with the two fingers. I still type with the two fingers, but you can hear me typing down the street. Most printing houses use Linotype or Monotype keyboards, whose layout was totally different from QWERTY. Compositors used those up until the 1980s. Typewriters were for journalists. Well, that's true. And compositors back in the day when it wasn't done in computer, they could read backwards. It was an amazing skill because the things had to be lined up backwards. And that was like acres of type that had to be lined up backwards so it could print, if you like, the right way around.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.